New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What is going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by thelibertyline.com. I am your host, as always, Victor Williams. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. On today's show, we will be previewing the Eagles' Week 14 matchup against the Carolina Panthers as they look to improve to 11-2 on the season. If you are new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your shows. Please review, rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the podcast. The unwavering support never goes unnoticed. Can't thank you guys enough for taking care of that for me. Let's help bring the podcast to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. We just got some news literally as I fired up this recording here from DeVonta Smith. He was asked if he is going to be playing Sunday afternoon against the Panthers, and DeVonta Smith said, "Count me in." Thank goodness. It's been a long road without DeVonta. I think it's been 2 games. We miss him. His teammates missed him. AJ spoke on it this morning, how much he's missed Smitty in the huddle, and he's fully practiced Wednesday, Thursday, and today. He was a full participant in practice, so all signs pointed to DeVonta playing, and he just confirmed himself that he will be active on Sunday. So good news there on the front for DeVonta Smith. Regarding the number one seed, the Packers did us no favors last night. We needed the Packers to beat the Lions to help out the Eagles. That did not happen because Dan Campbell is a psychopath, a madman. His decision-making is going to cost this team a playoff game. It already did last year. It might do it again this year. You have to commend it now because we all see it as ballsy and he has guts and, oh my God, he's riding for his team. But, man, sooner or later, it's going to bite him in the ass. And that is crazy decision-making we witnessed from Dan Campbell last night. It works for now. You can do that kind of stuff in the regular season, but you can't be off the shits in the postseason. And he might be unhinged. If it comes down to the Lions and Eagles in the championship game, Nick Sirianni and Dan Campbell are going to put on a show with the shit they be pulling in the middle of these games. So that'll be exciting. But now it looks like that if that is destined for the Eagles and Lions to meet up, it looks like it will be in Detroit because the Lions have firm control of that number one seed. The Lions sit at 12-1, and the Eagles would need the Lions to lose 2 games, which I mean, it is possible. Their remaining opponents, the Bills, could lose that game. The Bears, I doubt it. 49ers, who knows? The Vikings, impressive. They also have a path to the number one seed, the Minnesota Vikings. If they went out, I think they claim the seed if they went out or in some type of way, in some scenario. So who knows there? But it's not looking good for the Eagles as far as the number one seed goes. And if we have to be the number two seed and take out the seventh seed in the first round, then by all means, the Eagles will likely be sitting starters in the last few weeks anyway. So you can count those as your bye weeks instead of getting the official bye week in the postseason. As of right now, I think the Commanders sit at the seventh seed. I wouldn't mind beating them down one more time to make it to the divisional round. So if that's the way it has to be, then so be it. It's just that now they would have to go to Ford Field in Detroit rather than Detroit coming to Philadelphia in the championship game. But I wouldn't be worried if that's the way it has to go. The Eagles just went to Baltimore, beat them. The Eagles have no issues going into another stadium and beating another team, even if it is in the playoffs. So I know getting ahead of ourselves, I know, but that is the situation as of now. The Lions need to lose 2 games if the Eagles want to have any hope of claiming that one seed. So we'll keep an eye on that. Thanks for nothing, Packers. Thanks for nothing. We needed one job, couldn't do it. Dan Campbell made sure Jordan Love never got that ball back, even if it did take a ridiculous fourth down call in field goal range. But hey, those decisions win you games, but they always lose you games too. And we'll see if that's going to happen to the Lions at some point down the stretch here. But more pressing matters, the current time, the present day, the Eagles have a matchup with the Carolina Panthers coming up this Sunday. The Panthers own the league's worst rushing defense, so another Saquon Barkley dominant outing could be in line for Mr. Barkley. The Panthers are allowing 166.8 yards per game. They are allowing 4.7 yards per carry, which ranks 27th in the NFL, and they give up over 9 rushing first downs per game. That is dead last in the NFL. So whether it's Jalen Hurts, whether it's Saquon Barkley, it's going to be a lot of running on Sunday afternoon, I reckon. So I think you guys get ready to see the running backs go off. We might see some Will Shipley in this game. Will Shipley, I think, got the I don't know if it was the first pass attempt last week, but he got a pass in a flat route, and I was like, oh, Will Shipley's getting some looks in the passing game. But maybe if this game gets out of hand, we'll see some Will Shipley down the road here. The Panthers are coming off a game where they allowed a season high 236 yards to Bucky Irving and the Bucks. So, I mean, if Bucky Irving can go off, then Saquon Barkley certainly can go off as he continues to chase Eric Dickerson's record. All signs point to another big day from Saquon Barkley, so I think we can all anticipate that. The Panthers can't stop a nosebleed. It might be a murder scene on Sunday, so we'll see. We'll see what happens, what kind of day Saquon Barkley has. If it's another 150-yard day, man, that is he's 1 yard away from 1,500 yards as of right now. If we have another 150-yard day, MVP could be coming into vision here. We'll see what kind of day Josh Allen has. But it's those two right now, neck and neck for that MVP award. We'll keep an eye on that. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, the Eagles get Devontae Smith back in this game. But honestly, they might not need him very often. I wouldn't be surprised if they hardly ever throw, especially in the second half of this game. They barely did in the second half last week. I wouldn't be shocked if that's going to be the case this Sunday. The Panthers ranked 25th in yards allowed per game through the air, over 225 yards. So there's certainly opportunities to be had through the air against this Panthers secondary. A.J. Brown will likely see J.C. Horn, who is allowing a 93.4 passer rating when targeted. Other corners included in that Panthers secondary are Mr. Mike Jackson, who gives up 103.9 passer rating, and Charles Smith-Wade, who has given up 8 catches on 10 targets and a touchdown since taking over at nickel for the Panthers. So Swiss cheese in the run game, Swiss cheese on the pass game. The Eagles are going to have ample opportunity to dissect this defense and score points early and often. Hopefully they get rolling in the first quarter. God forbid they play a full 4 quarters in this game. If you're only going to play 3 quarters, I prefer you to play the first, so that we can have a nice lead and cruise to victory in the fourth quarter. So please, Eagles, let's get some points over here in the first quarter. As a whole, the Panthers allow 30.5 points per game. That is dead last in the NFL. They allow 392 total yards per game. That is 31st in the NFL. Should be easy pickings for Kellen Moore, Jalen Hurts, and that Eagles offense. It's pretty much pick your poison. If you want to run them to death, you can do that. If you want to get big plays through the air, you can do that, because fans are clamoring. Now, despite winning, fans are clamoring for like a 300-yard game from Jalen Hurts. So if this is the game you want to abolish those doubters, abolish those narratives that Jalen Hurts is just along for the ride and not driving this vehicle, whatever they're saying about him, this is the game you can probably get 300 yards through the air for this game, especially with Devontae Smith back in the lineup. So if this is the game you want to do it, Kellen Moore, by all means, I'm not opposed to that.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Defensively for the Philadelphia Eagles, I'm actually excited to watch Bryce Young. He's kind of found new life since being benched in September. I felt bad for the guy because he came into a really poor situation in Carolina, and everybody was drawing comparisons to C.J. Stroud. Obviously, so drafted together, and C.J. Stroud tore it up his rookie year. But now that C.J. Stroud has kind of had that sophomore slump, and Bryce Young seems to be trending upwards since coming back from his benching, Bryce Young, it's starting to look like he knows what he's doing out there on the football field. He was making really, really bad decisions in those first 2 weeks before being benched. And I like what I've watched from him since he's come back from that and back under center for the Carolina Panthers. Since returning in week 8, Bryce Young has completed 60% of his passes for over 1,000 yards, 6 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He actually hasn't thrown an interception since week 9 against the Saints. So that's 3 straight games without a pick for Bryce Young. He's making better decisions with the football. He's seeing the field clearly, finding his receivers. Xavier Leggett, Adam Thielen, veteran wide receiver, came back from injury recently. So Bryce Young has him to throw to as well. I think Jatavion Sanders is currently ruled questionable at the tight end. So we'll see on that front whether he's going to be available or not. But he's cleaned up his game. He's playing with confidence, showing Carolina kind of why he was the number one overall pick. And that's good for Bryce Young, a guy who just looked dejected. It looked like Carolina was potentially going to give up on him and move on and figure it out. They had Andy Dalton in the mix and what have you. And now Bryce Young is back and he's looking good and playing with confidence. And that's good to see from a young quarterback. You don't want to see young quarterbacks wash out of the NFL so early, especially a guy who showcased talent at Alabama. Obviously has talent. I know he's tiny for NFL standards, but he can make plays and he's been doing so over the last 4 weeks or so. No Reed Blankenship or Sidney Brown at Friday's practice, so I don't think that they will be available. Tristan McCollum is in line for his first start, and he had a really good performance last week against Baltimore. He had 4 tackles and 29 snaps. He broke up the pass intended for Zay Flowers on a critical fourth down with about 6 minutes left to go. So he knows what he's doing in there. I've spoken ad nauseum to this point about how players are ready, the next man up, everybody comes in, and they're ready to go. Tristan McCollum is another example of that. So I don't think the defense will miss a step with CJ and McCollum back there. I think that we can trust Tristan McCollum to man the back end for this defense. The Panthers' best offensive player this season has been Chuba Hubbard. He currently ranks 6th in rushing yards with 919 on the season. But they also now have Jonathan Brooks in the rotation. He played 21% of the snaps last week in his debut, and he has that home run ability that maybe Chuba Hubbard doesn't have. Chuba's a power guy. Jonathan Brooks has that home run ability. If he gets loose, he can take one to the house, so the Eagles have to make sure that they wrap him up, get him on the ground, and he doesn't shake loose. He's a slippery dude. He showcased that a little bit last week in his pass-catching ability. So don't let him get loose. Keep your eye on Jonathan Brooks. Make sure that he doesn't burn you on the ground or through the air. No Miles Sanders reunion in this game. He was placed on IR 2 weeks ago, so we're not going to see any of Miles Sanders. Not that he was doing a whole lot beforehand anyway. He hasn't done a lot really since being given that $25 million contract by the Carolina Panthers. But that has been the MO for this Eagles offense. You come here, you do well, you go get paid. Miles Sanders ran for over 1,000 yards behind this line. 1,200-yard season he had in 2022, went to Carolina, got paid, hasn't done anything. DeAndre Swift had over 1,000 yards last year under Unalized, went to Chicago, got paid, doing more than Miles Sanders, but he's not as effective as he was when he was here in Philadelphia for a lot of reasons. Chicago has a lot going on, but that's the philosophy for the Eagles. But I'm anticipating a easy game for the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't think this is a trap game, really. I think that this is a handle your business game, get a lead early and kind of just run them to death until the clock hits zero. This has 28-10 written all over it for me. The Panthers probably score in garbage time or whatever the situation. They'll probably score, get a field goal. But I think that this is a 28-10 game for the Eagles. They went comfortably improved to 11-2 on the season. And we move on from there. Appreciate you guys for tuning into this episode of the Philly Pod. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your shows, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio. Follow me at the Philly Pod on all social media platforms. We'll be back here either Sunday night or Monday morning, depending on the situation, to recap hopefully yet another Victory Monday episode as the Eagles continue to prepare for the postseason. Until then, y'all, I'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace out from the Philly Pod.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.